G.L. Horton's StagePage Podcast. Today is Thursday, the 25th of October, 2007. Happy Halloween! We've been absent for over a week due to our hosting service's technical difficulties. My apologies. All better now. And we nearly didn't get this published because my son is getting married this weekend. That, and I plan to attend a podcasting conference to learn how to do this thing I've been doing for over a year now. Who knows? Maybe I'm doing it right. Anyway, here's GL to explain her situation to you and to invite you to join the process, including the stress of working to a tight deadline.
I've been working on a half-hour, five-character one-act about a hospitalized old woman who sees end-of-life care as hell on earth. She resists a bureaucracy that insists on doing whatever it wants to do because it's for her own good. I imagine the role being played by June Lewin, the wonderful actress who originated the role of Grace in my play Beyond Measure. This week, inspired by a 10-minute play deadline, I tried carving out a short two-character version of this material, and I took it to my Newton Playwrights group for a reading and feedback. Here are Diane Ripstein and Sandra Weintraub reading what's supposed to be a 10-minute version of Best Practice.
Where's Melissa? My daughter's supposed to be here by now.
Your family is waiting downstairs, but we have some things to talk about, and we really should have privacy.
I want Melissa.
The nurse just checked your drips, didn't she? Looks like they're full.
They're full, all right, but what the hell are they full of?
This one is glucose, to build up your strength.
Sugar water at $200 a pop. Big business. Are you drugging me?
No painkillers. The doctor ordered them stopped for an hour, that you can answer my questions and take the tests.
No tests. Where's my daughter? Where's my son-in-law?
The rule is that...
It's my rights you're talking about. How many dogs have you killed, you meddling bitch?
I'm trying to talk to you about the law. You may think that you don't have to listen, but you don't have to answer. But you do.
This hospital thinks I'm a case. Your case. Well, I'm not. Not unless it's a crime to get old.
You know what, Marion? My earlier visits have not been like this. Melissa has cooperated with me.
And you turn around and kick her in the ass.
Other visits, you've been willing to answer.
No, I have not.
But you have answered.
Not willing. I'm sick and tired, and I won't put up with it anymore.
Okay.
You've harassed me and harassed me.
But Marion, tell me, how have I harassed you?
Calling the cops for a start? Bossing my family around? It's my life, and I want my daughter. She's the one who does what I tell her what I want, not some damn other thing. Oh, yeah. Now, think up a good one.
I'm not trying to think up a good one.
You look like you are.
I'm trying to figure out how to explain to you why it is that we're involved.
Right. Explain. And at the same time, not let my family catch on to what it is you're up to. That's why you need a good one.
You know that when you were brought into this hospital, you were pretty sick. And I, well, we've already talked about that. The doctors thought you were going to die, right?
I wish I had. Better die than have you torture me and call the police down on my family. What the hell kind of help is that?
No, it's not like that. The only reason we got involved is that there are some folks who have concerns about how sick you'd gotten. And about the way the house looked when they brought you to the hospital, okay?
Well, my God, you never seen a messy house? How about yours?
Doesn't look anything like what you live in.
That's right. Pour on the insults. Humiliate me.
The reason I want to sit down and show you the pictures and ask you about...
Shove your effing pictures! Who the hell are you to take pictures of my house?
Okay, that's fine. But the conditions, your room... When's the last time you...
Oh, bullshit. My room. Where's the pictures of yours?
Well, I can't show you any. I don't...
Of course you don't. A nice lady like you, you don't have to prove anything, do you?
the things we're concerned about. Mice, for instance.
Oh, did you catch a bunch of mice?
No, we didn't catch them, but we saw the droppings.
Well, isn't that sweet? Did you sweep them up in a little plastic evidence bag?
No, we didn't.
You have some other use for them?
No, I don't have a use for mouse poop. I just wish you didn't have to live with it, or with cockroaches, or piles of dog feces.
Oh, don't tell me how to live. This is a free country.
Well, you know, you had vomit all over your face and all down your side, and you were lying on your own feces. And it wasn't just this emergency. There was every sign that it had been a long time since you were really clean. So when the doctors make their recommendations about what happens when you leave the hospital, my department will continue to be involved.
What I do is none of your damn business.
Well, the court has the power to say, and based on these pictures, they will probably rule that you can't go back home.
I can't go back home. Can you do that to me? Well, I'll just go someplace else.
Where would you like to go? I can help you get there.
I'd rather go to hell.
Okay. Then do you have another family member that you'd like to live with?
Oh, you're a terrible person.
How? How is that terrible? Terrible question?
What you're trying to do to my daughter.
I'm not trying to do anything.
You are. You are.
Not at all. I'm not concerned about Melissa.
If you're not concerned about Melissa, you sure as hell aren't concerned about me. Melissa's my life.
Well, I'm concerned about you, even if you don't believe it.
You're a lying, scheming dog murderer.
All right, all right. Let's talk about the dog.
What dog?
You asked me how many dogs I'd killed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I didn't do anything to your dog.
I don't have a dog.
Is it Melissa's dog?
Well, it's not mine. I've never owned a dog.
Not your dog?
Nope, never. I had six cats one time, or was it one cat six times, or sick cats with nine lives?
It was the police officers who called animal control. The dog was tied up and couldn't get to food and water. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Isn't it great how everybody has a job to do, while the taxpayers have no rights? Breaking into my castle, destroying somebody's best friend, aren't you proud?
All I did was to go before the judge and get an order to get in, okay?
Housebreaker.
The police were called ahead of me, and they were waiting outside. We knocked on the door for like 15 minutes. Then the locksmith opened the door. We took our pictures and left. Animal control was just pulling up. I wasn't even there. Now, there's some tests that we have to get done.
No, not with me, you don't.
Well, the doctors need the results.
You like tests?
No, I don't like tests either.
Then why sick 'em on me?
They need to figure out if you're understanding what's going on around you.
Well, Mrs. Ma'am, I am.
You're pretty pissed at me, so I guess you understand that part.
You bet I do.
Well, given the condition you were in when you came in, they're concerned.
Bullshit. Can I say bullshit?
Well, you can say anything you want to me. You're entitled to your opinion.
You stick your nose where it's not wanted. That's my opinion.
Well, my opinion is we have good reasons. For one, you lost your swallow ability. If you don't get it back within the next couple of days, you will need to have a tube put into your stomach.
You're making this up.
Tube is surgically put in, and it comes out your stomach, and there's tubes and stuff on the outside. It's complicated. You'd have to go to a skilled nursing facility for care. You know, initially, there was the possibility that Melissa could care for you in your home, but not since I've seen the house. One look at these pictures, it's obvious. No way.
Fuck your pictures. Whenever I go, my daughter goes right along with me.
Well, that's fine. You know, your daughter is always there. In fact, I think the staff told me she hasn't left the hospital since you were brought in. And nobody says that that's not a good thing.
They don't? I thought what you've been telling me was that...
We know how upset you get when she leaves. You get very afraid.
Well, what the hell? Wouldn't you?
You don't know what's going on or who to trust. You don't know what the doctors are thinking.
I don't trust any of you.
I know that. I knew that about you within the first 5 minutes. So you all look at the pictures, and Melissa doesn't want to answer my questions. Well, she doesn't have to. The conditions are self-explanatory. Do you want the nurse to adjust your medication?
Don't give me any dope.
We let your pain medication wear off so that you could take the mental tests. But since you won't take them...
Well, I'm not consenting to any of your damn stupefiers. No true serums to trick me into answering.
Wouldn't you rather be comfortable than...
No, damn it, no!
So, the big question left hanging is, where do you go when you leave here, okay? You do have the right to an attorney if you want.
You bet I'll have one. One of the best.
That's okay. Not everybody agrees when we get involved that what we're doing is the right thing. If the doctor says he wants you to go to a skilled nursing facility and you don't want to go, then I go to the judge and I say, as I've already explained to your family, I say, she really needs to be there. The judge makes the final decision based on what kind of care do you need and how much can you take care of yourself. And I try, whether it's you or anybody else, to make sure that you're getting what you need. Okay? Because when you came in, you...
I don't want to hear this. You're not a doctor, and you're not God.
Like it says here on your chart, you had a reddened area with feces in it. The start of a bed sore. And now that you've been lying on your back, that area is a bigger bed sore. That's where we put cream on you.
What cream? You don't put any cream on me.
It's on the chart. That's care you're going to need later, too. Besides dressing and bathing and hair care and all.
Well, how about I just die?
Nobody wants that.
No. You want me to hang around until you've got every penny out of me and Medicare and my family. You don't fool me.
We just want to make sure that you get the best care, okay? And I can tell you with complete certainty that it won't come from Melissa. It won't be Melissa, okay?
You're taking my daughter away?
That's not what I said. I just mean that she should not be the primary person to get you clean and medicated, okay? I know you're angry.
You're damn right I'm angry. If I could put my hands on a pistol, I'd shoot you dead.
That's okay. I told you early on that you can say anything you want to me, and I'm not going to take it personally. You can be mad. I do what I believe is best for you. I told the hospital staff that you were not leaving until we'd seen your house. And it looked like while I was getting my court order, Melissa or someone started cleaning, but...
Why are you taking my daughter away? You don't want to do that. Believe me.
I told you why. But if you don't want to see these pictures, my guess is that you didn't know how bad it was. Pretty hard to clean when you're in bed, right? When you're sick and not feeling well.
A little hard. But don't blame my daughter. I love my daughter.
I know you do. I assume the recommendations are going to be skilled 24-hour nursing care, so the next step is to get a list of the places. I need Melissa to do the application that I dropped off for Medicaid, okay?
I get sent to a place, whether I want to or not?
If the doctors say that's what you need, you came in with aspiration pneumonia, which means that food and water goes right into your lungs. Because you're not able to take care of yourself, if you say no to treatment, then I go into court and get an order where a judge says that you have to. I know you don't want to hear that, but Melissa can't...
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You know what I've learned in doing my job for so long? It's that sometimes an old person, people take advantage of them. I'm not saying that's what your daughter's doing, but I see it all the time. People taken advantage of by their families.
My daughter loves me.
I know, that's apparent, but sometimes...
Nobody could take care better of me than my Melissa. You people have got your hooks in me, and you're never going to let go.
I'm just doing my job. After occupational therapy and physical therapy and a clean environment, who knows? Sometimes people do come out of skilled care and go home, but mostly they don't. So we have to plan, okay? Now, I'm sorry it started out so badly, but I'll be the one talking to you all till this is settled. If you have any questions...
Give me a picture.
What?
Give me one of your pictures. Your evidence pictures of my room or my home or whatever.
I've been trying to...
No, just one. The least bad. You can spare that. Left, plenty left to prove your case.
Here.
My room. My home. Mine. A dump. Well, it'll take me some time to get used to the idea that I can't. It's my life, you see. It's my messy life. You shouldn't blame my daughter. I'll talk to her on the phone, all cheerful. I'll tell her I was going out or taking a nap or just back from the doctor's or You think I wanted Melissa to see my place like that? To see me like that? Can't a body die in peace? But just a few shreds of dignity? Get the hell out of here. You got me now? I'm helpless. You're free to go. Just leave me alone, will you? Send my family home, too. I don't want to see them, not for at least an hour. One blessed hour of peace with nobody poking or prodding or passing judgment.
You have a nice rest now, Marion.
It turned out that this 10-minute play was 14 minutes long. Help! Where do I cut? The group made useful suggestions, including change the title, best practices boring, and maybe misleading, too. So, I welcome possible cuts. When completed to my satisfaction, this play will be 4 minutes shorter or 15 minutes longer, and heaven only knows what the title will be by then. My 10-minute deadline is the middle of November, so please email your suggestions to g.l.horton@mindspring.com as soon as possible.
The show for this week, except for the news. Another Theater has put on a production of Beyond Measure. Taped it too. All I have to do is find a way to extract the sound and maybe the video and share it with you. And a young lady did a wonderful version of the mouth off we entitled Eulogy when we presented it here last year. Put it up on YouTube. Google picked up on it. Check out the link. Until next week. This production is the creation and property of David Meyer in association with G.L. Horton and the www.stagepage.info website. It may be redistributed in whole or in part only with credit given and with notice sent to David Meyer at mac.com. Our music is from the Free Play Music Library, license granted through Apple's .mac program.